Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Deadline's New Hollywood podcast. My name is Dino Ray Ramos.
And I'm Amanda Nduka. And so we didn't have an episode that we were going to air for tomorrow that we had. Usually what we do is we pre-record with somebody and we air, but we didn't have one for tomorrow. And Dino had this really good idea because of, you know, what happened this week with the passing of Chadwick Boseman and how it's had this sort of really powerful effect, visceral effect on everybody that has known him, that has loved him, that has praised him. And we've been watching him for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was near tears when I heard the news, because, you know, like, I was just thinking, like, oh my gosh, this guy, like, he already, like, did some groundbreaking work with what, you know, but he had, but I'm like, oh my God, like, I was just like,
he had so much left.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, this man had so much left to do. And so that really hit hard. And then it was like another one of our Black male icons that we revere and that are great role models for a lot of burgeoning people, or people in the Black community. We lost Kobe this year, you know, earlier this year.
I think
we lost Naira. It's like
it was just like, it's just been crazy. Of course, I mean, everyone's like saying this year is trash, and it is.
Yeah,
and it's trying to weather this storm has been a journey. And when I saw that Chadwick died, it was such a shock. Like, I audibly gasped and screamed, like, when I got the alert. But I think it was the combination of the shock and sadness was the thing. Like, it was like, it hit you in the gut, and then you were sad, because he kept it to himself, his cancer. And if he, like, came out with it earlier and kind of gave us this timeline, that would have been, I think we would have still been sad, but this was like this 1-2 punch, which was just like so devastating.
Yeah. But you also have to like sort of admire him for doing that. Because I feel like a lot of people were talking about him and about his weight loss. And I mean, obviously when you see somebody with dramatic weight loss, there's always like, you know, are they okay? Or maybe a lot of times with the actors, you assume it's for a role or
something,
you know, and people, making jokes about it. And like through all these jokes, I'm sure he saw all these people talking about him. Like, he never felt the need to say like, this is what I'm going through. He kept on doing it. He kept on doing his work that he needed to be doing. He kept on, like, he was still like out there advocating for social justice. Like, I think the last tweet that he had was for Kamala Harris. Like, he was still doing his, he didn't feel the need to have to put that out there. And I admire that, because that's something that's so private. Even if you are a public figure, you have every right to keep something like that to yourself. And he didn't, like I said, he didn't feel the need to justify himself. He was just doing his work, and we were all just admiring what he was doing while he was going through this, this obviously very tumultuous
thing. Yeah.
So I don't know. It is like tearing up crying, but I just,
no, it was, I cried. Like, there haven't been many, like there were a lot of these like stories coming out, like, you know, on Instagram and like saying why it's okay to grieve someone you've never met. And, you know, that there's just something about it. There have been like maybe a handful of celebrities or actors that I have gotten really emotional about dying. Yeah. Like, one of the first one was Aaliyah, I remember. And Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And then when Robin Williams died, that was another one. It's just him being so young. And like, I wrote this, like we mourn the fact that we will not see his gift flourish anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we could still celebrate his legacy. And he played Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, James Brown, and then T'Challa, Black Panther. And I just want the fact that he played this character, Black Panther. I was a Marvel guy, but and I knew of Black Panther, and I knew he was in the Marvel universe when I read the comics. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think I was also too young to realize the meaning of that character, Black Panther, during the time it was during civil rights, mm-hmm. and why that character was created. But and how that character is now even more bolstered, and his meaning is more bolstered now, mm-hmm. because you know we see all these kids. And the fact that the Black community had like this literal king, mm-hmm. you know, literal, it's basically what yeah. the Black community would have been if they weren't colonized, you know, yeah, that's how I saw, and he was a symbol of hope, and just not only him, but like he led this group of amazing actors, in this groundbreaking film.
Yeah, and it seems like he was somebody who was always like putting his money where his mouth is. Mm. I don't know if you read the tribute to the tribute from Ryan Coogler. Saying like basically his contributions to Black Panther, the way he was so deep into like the culture and history, and he was reading books, getting educated, like he was so for portraying the Black community in a different light. And he was so for uplifting the Black community through his work that, you know, I just like just reading all these tributes, we don't even know the half of what he contributed to things like these icons, right? Like
the modesty is just amazing off the charts. For
such modesty in a man.
Especially in Hollywood.
Yeah. You know. And then also first and foremost, like I know we're all thinking about like Black Panther and, mm-hmm. you know, that
the
was
future, the yeah. first,
yeah, you know, currying everybody's mind. But I just feel bad for, you know, he had a family, you know, we're revering him from like the window, right? Like we don't know him, but we see the good person he is. Like you just have to imagine about like what his family might be going through, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess he was married right before he had been with his longtime girlfriend and her name is escaping me. I'm sorry. But like, they had been together for a while. They got married right before he passed. Is what the reports say. I don't know. I think about her and like, I think about, I've never lost somebody that close to me before, but that's like one of my deepest fears is losing somebody, especially somebody that I love, like in that sense. So I just can't imagine what she's going through. On top of everything else that's going on with this year, with what's going on with the virus and all the contentiousness with the voting and and then obviously with Black Lives Matter and what's going on and conversations about injustice and seeing, you know, police brutality and all that stuff on our, you know, social media feels like every single day or some type of injustice. It's just really hard in and of itself. So I don't know, my heart goes out to her.
His family and just what they went through for four years and then kind of having it like happen now is just, I mean, I've lost, you know, people and to disease, you know, like disease and cancer, or, you know, I've had family members who have cancer and those scares are always, you know, I kind of going it through it now with some family members, and just to kind of think of what his family is going through, and then like seeing the outpour of like what he meant to so many. I think that kind of just even makes it worse, but kind of makes his existence even more important than it really was.
So many people.
That makes any sense.
The first thing I said whenever I told my sister when it happened, I was like, for some reason, I feel like we're not going to be able to handle this, the Black community, because we've lost so much already this year, and there's so many things that we're fighting for that it's like losing another Black icon is just it's so rough. And I was reading comments and people were like, you know, a lot of people were there, you know, they feel like this is gonna put them over the edge, and it was like this was how painful his loss was. People, you know, like people were,
because it's also because it's so new and it's so fresh. Like he was part of the leader of this movement.
Yeah.
That I don't even think he probably didn't know that he was starting. You know, I'm sure he knew he was playing this icon and that it meant to people, but there was this movement that he was starting with Black Panther. Whether you like the film or not, that movie means something.
Yeah.
And it's paving, like, Simu Liu, who's playing Shang-Chi, basically said there would be no Shang-Chi without Black Panther. And that was just amazing. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And I feel this, I mean, honestly, that could be the truth. Like it took, I mean, this is just how Hollywood operates. It takes something like a Black Panther to have such a cultural shift that it's like, oh, you know, this might be something that could work or that's viable. That's money. And we saw it obviously with Black Panther, and I feel like that could have, not to say that they would never have greenlit it, but maybe it speeded up.
It sped up the process, and I like it and I don't like it, if that makes, you know, makes sense. It's like, oh, let's see if this Black movie makes, you know, it succeeds, then we'll allow everyone else to do something,
which
is kind of shady. Yeah. But that's kind of how it works. But look at what Black Panther did. It broke box office records. Okay. Even just this morning, I was writing TV ratings up. And you know how last night they aired the Chadwick Boseman special and Black Panther Uninterrupted? Yeah. Yeah. That topped ratings for the night. Like, it blew everyone else out of their water. Like, the VMAs were on. Well, no one really watched it. Sorry, no shade.
Yeah. But it was hard. I felt like I don't want to, I mean.
No, I didn't want to watch it either.
Yeah.
Like, this is like weird, because the night before the news of his passing came out, I was watching Infinity War, because, you know, sometimes I just have a Marvel movie playing in the background, or I just like to rewatch it. And lately, I hate watching that movie, and I stop it right before Thanos snaps, so I don't have to see everyone die, just because I'm like, I'm a baby. But then I was like, and then that news came out the next day, and I was all, I may be sounding like stupid and superstitious or whatever.
No,
I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I was just like,
we're just watching it. Yeah.
Like, me, I was talking with a friend when he died, and we were just in shock. Like, we were like, is this really happening?
We were in shock too. Yeah.
I mean, and then, like, going back to what you were saying about his weight loss, it's like, I guess I wasn't paying attention enough to, like, what people were saying. I just thought he was like, I was like, oh, he's looking svelte. He probably isn't working out as much because he's not on blood. That's what I gathered from him. Yeah. Getting, you know, losing weight.
Like, I honestly thought it was for a role.
For a role, yeah.
I was thinking about, like, what could he be filming, because I know Black Panther was supposed to be start this year. Mm-hmm. I guess, and I think it's going to be pushed back. I mean, obviously,
yeah. Like, that brings up to that, you know, this topic of, like, you know, how soon is too soon to kind of, like, to talk about who's going to do this instead of Chadwick, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, all of us thought about that, but I'm just like, let's just let this
lie
for a while.
And I'm hoping that, you know what, the reason why I'm thinking that it might not is because, you know, Marvel's on a schedule.
Like, yeah.
They have everything. What is it? Phase 4. We're at Phase 4 now, right?
Like, and they're already behind, because we should have had Black Widow already.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, and I know every movie is connected somehow. Yeah. So it would be hard to think that they would push it back. It's to me, I mean, it's really tough, because I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, nobody can replace Chad. Like, I'm like, you guys, you know, a lot of people were saying no, don't replace Chad. Just leave it as it is. Like,
no, I mean,
and I'm just like, but you can't, because there is still so much story you need that we want to know, or that should be told from this genre and from this particular property, Marvel property. But at the same time, it's really hard to imagine who I could look at, like, and see, oh God, like, you know, and not like just feel a certain way. I just can't think of anybody, right? Like, it's really hard, because, like, you know, they have to replace him.
They're filling big shoes, and
you don't want him to be replaced, you know?
Yeah. Like, but at the same, you know, it's like, oh yeah, it's a business, and I said, you know, we should just kind of let this breathe for a while, because, you know, respect him, respect, you know, the cast of Black Panther and Ryan Coogler, because I'm sure, like, based on his, like, I was reading, like, Denies, Ryan's, Winston just put something up.
Yeah, yeah.
And just reading theirs is just so heartbreaking. And, I mean, and I think someone wrote, I don't know who wrote this. It's like, Chadwick would have wanted this Black Panther to go on. Because I think, honestly, it may mean so much more now, you know.
That's what I was thinking too. Because do you remember, you and I went to the screening.
We went to the premiere.
Yeah. And I remember sitting, and I remember we were sitting up the balcony, and it was like Ava was next to us. I remember
everybody was there.
Every Black Hollywood figure that you can imagine was there. And I remember John Singleton was sitting in front of us. Like, he was a little bit like ahead of us, but he was sitting in front of us. And the whole movie, this man is going nuts. Like, he is standing in the middle of the movie, he's standing ovation. Like he was just like, and I remember everybody was just loving. And I'm like, I remember that feeling. And it was like, you felt something was different being in that room after watching that movie. Like,
no, you did.
It was gonna be different. Like, it's gonna be some type of cultural moment. And for it to be the magnitude that it is, was obviously none of us could have anticipated that, but you felt magic. So that's why I'm like, there is a need to do it more, because it's like, there's still more magic to be felt. And I just remember being super, super hyped. Everybody in that room, it was like I don't even know how many, it was Chinese theater, right? Like, I don't even know how
yeah,
many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was everybody.
There was very much an impact. Yeah, and like, just to see the celebration of this culture, or this kind of cross cultural, these different, you know, African nations, and just to see Black people celebrating their community, and there's just something so infectious about that. And you know, it's like being an ally to that, and just kind of being a part of that moment. And I remember, no shade, it's like, oh, we had to work hard to get those Black Panther premiere tickets.
We did. I think it was like, maybe I forgot who it was, but like, I was like, I have to go to this.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we have to go. Like, and then like, I was like, and also it was like, oh, we had Letitia on, we had Winston on, we've been supporting this.
Exactly. We just need those moments. It's going to be hard to move on. It's so weird that like after somebody passes, like somebody close to you that you have, I mean, I, like I said, I've never had somebody like that super close to me pass, but like, your life has to go on, you know?
Yeah. But it's like and we'll continue to remember him. And
yeah.
I mean, I think I remember first seeing him in Get On Up. That was like my introduction to him.
Really?
And I was just like, oh, this guy, what is he doing? Like, he was amazing in that.
Oh yeah. No, I remember 42, which I think 42 came out before that, right? Because I think 42. Came out before,
Or well, maybe, we might be wrong.
But I remember
we should know this information, sorry.
I heard about him was 42. And I just remember like seeing, like, my first thought was, there's this guy, like, he's gonna be doing great things.
You could tell that
vibes when I was watching him. I'm like, he's gonna be great. Like, I didn't know, like, obviously, like I said, I just felt, you felt something whenever you watched him.
Okay, so 42 came out in 2013, Get On Up was in 2014.
Definitely 42.
So they're very, very like one right after the other.
Yeah, but I just remember 42 because it was just like, because it also had one of my favorite actresses, Nicole Beharie, in it, and I was just like, that's what drew me to the movie. And I just remember seeing him. I'm like, this guy is gonna be like, he's gonna do really, really good things. And like, I feel like every single performance, like James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, like he has this like. Unique style, like, it just looks very effortless. Like, even
I know he's like, oh, it's like Marshall. he was just like, okay, I'm here, and then it's like a one take guy.
He just looks super. I remember Marshall. I was like, this guy is just, he's just such a natural. Something so natural and so believable about him that it's like you. There's no way you're not gonna see this guy.
Even in like in The Five Bloods, you know, let's not forget
that's probably my favorite movie of this year, to be honest. Like, I love The Five Bloods,
and I think
is great too.
And then of course all the MCU stuff, I think, and then also the moment, like, there's this video going around of at the end of Endgame, during the final battle scene, when Captain is about to take on Thanos, and then like Falcon's like on your left, and then the first people to walk through the portal were Chadwick, Denai, or, well, T'Challa, Shuri, yeah. And I'm saying the real name, and Okoye, yeah. And the, like, the video I saw, the audience, well, actually, when we went to the premiere, the audience cheered so yeah. loud, yeah. And I think there's, like, meaning to that, yeah. And, yeah, it's, this was a hard one.
Yeah, one thing that I did, I mean, obviously, like, The man is forever going to be a legend for what he did. Obviously gone too soon, but he's going to be, there's no way you're never going to remember, like, yeah. In the history books. No doubt.
He changed. Yeah. He changed. Yeah.
And I also think that he changed, like, how, not just like the, what we see, but he also changed, I think, like our movement, like how we mm-hmm. we like move. And I think he's encouraged a lot of us to be more ambitious and to be more not just accepting of your culture, but like vocal about it and expressive about it. And I think he's really like opened this new door. I remember one of the things that I've been thinking as I was pondering his passing was, like, I feel like he's encouraged, like, now I want to do something that's going to lead to that type of remembrance, right? Like,
your legacy,
you definitely made me start thinking about legacy, and I think a lot of people, even with Kobe's passing, I think it really did change a lot of people in terms of your mindset and what you want to do in this world and how you want to be remembered, and I think Chadwick as well can be said, like, he set the bar high, and I think but he's also made it attainable. So
yeah, oh my god, that's so good. That is so good.
That's sort of what how I'm gonna remember him, and along with his amazing performance in this stuff, but I definitely am gonna remember what his that legacy that he left.
Yeah, I think that is so, I love how you said that, yeah. Just because he made you be ambitious, but also attainable, and yeah, like, exactly. and just like, there was just something so, that his humility, it was just like, he's chill, and yeah. he just does the job, and he does it well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a tough one, but you know,
it's hard to work. Like, honestly, I was like, it's hard to keep going, but we just have to keep moving, and hopefully
yeah.
we do justice to what he's left for us, you know.
I mean, yeah, I think yeah, he definitely will never be forgotten, right. And like, his legacy is like on celluloid already, you know, right. And he's done amazing things, and I think his legacy will continue to push us to do amazing things,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, thank you, Chadwick.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening. Yeah, and
peace, King.
Yes, thank you all.
Thank you, guys.